That's the first segment. I'm a complete idiot.
Which yeah, that's later.
Yes, we're going to do it.
That's next week.
We will do another time. We are going to do more of mundane sports achievements after a brief timeout. These are loaded up and ready to go, so keep it here. You got the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Hot stove.
Some great reports out there if you're a Cubs fan. Even if the Cubs don't have a sniff at Giancarlo Stanton, the fact that he supposedly said thanks but no thanks to the Cardinals, that warms my heart.
I mean, that's a lot of dough.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Today's the day the First Lady of figure skating finally gets her due, because I know what I'm doing tonight. Little Magic Blue, a bucket of popcorn, and then a seat center cut at the Cineplex, because I, Tonya, hits the big screens today. This is a movie that did not consult Nancy Kerrigan. This is a movie where they seem to want to turn Tonya not into a liar or a felon, but some kind of hero. Check out Margot Robbie when she sells this interview.
People would come up and be like, oh, I remember that happening. I remember seeing her hit someone with a baseball bat. And I'm like, it's crazy that you're convinced that you remember seeing that, because that didn't happen. It just didn't.
Actually, Margot, I think we all pretty clearly remember what happened. Galooly took the Little League bat to Nancy's knee, not Tonya. Nobody said she did it. We know she masterminded it. I'm Jim Rome.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah. Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Abe Gibron.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better.
It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And this weekend, you're going to be out and running errands and driving around
family
and going to volleyball games and hockey games and basketball games for your kids. Well, you're going to be near a Mattress Firm. Get in there. Drop your kid off for warm-ups and all that. The game's not going to start for another 40 minutes. So go back out and go to Mattress Firm for the Winter Slumber Sale. And that way you can stop in there. And next thing you know, you arrange to get this terrific mattress. And then your wife sees the mattress pillow and says, what's this? What's going on? Say, hey, got a little thing going for you here. You can get a free box spring. You can get a free pillow. You can get a free mattress protector between Friday and Sunday. Everybody deserves a nap over the holidays. And you deserve an opportunity to get yourself a brand new mattress at a great price.
They got a ton of mattresses as well. I got the Beautyrest Black Hybrid, and then I got the Beautyrest Bradford for the guest room.
Oh.
You should go check that out. This Friday to Sunday, as Dan mentioned, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. You can get a free pillow and a mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. And with Mattress Firm's 120-night sleep trial, sleep on your new mattress for up to 120 nights. It's about 4 months or so. And if it's not a perfect match, you get your money back, and we'll help you find a better fit, because Mattress Firm is the best.
0% APR for 6 years for a limited time, so you can sleep soundly knowing that you are saving. No reason not to do this right now. Great opportunities for you to find that new mattress at the Winter Slumber Sale. Mattress Firm, save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Be next. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max. Taking care of business. We're taking care of mundane sports achievements. Listening to your stories like this one from James in River Forest on The Score.
Hello, gentlemen. I was on vacation a few months ago with my wife, staying in a resort that had a very strict non-smoking rule. But, of course, being the entitled white guy that I am, I decided to sneak on my balcony that was three floors up to have a few drags, damn it. So after about halfway through the cigarette, I decided it's time to throw it out, and I flick it. And as I flick the cigarette off the balcony, I look down and realize the hotel's propane tank is right below our room we're staying at. The cigarette decides to drop right in between the three signs that say extremely flammable, no flames here. So at the moment, I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm also kind of lazy because I'm on vacation, and I try to figure out a way to do it as quickly as possible to extinguish the cigarette. So I decide, give it a try. Why not try to hock a loogie and spit on it? So I rub back, get a good one, let it go, and I mean, never is something as disgusting as hocking a loogie look as majestic as it did, because that thing perfectly landed right on top of the cigarette butt, extinguishing the remaining flame, and I was a hero.
Was it, now, I got to ask, though, is it a spiral or is it end over end like a punt?
A little bit of both.
Hybrid.
He threw a Peyton Manning duck?
He was using the hybrid technique. Nice, wow, nice. Perfect. Thank you,
Way
James.
Way to save the resort, you irresponsible bastard.
Stan in Peoria is on the score. What's happening, Stan?
Yes. What up, buddy?
In 1981, I played in a small high school in downstate Illinois, and we were fortunate enough to make it to the sectional basketball tournament, which was held at ISU and Horton Fieldhouse back in those days. And at the end of the first quarter, and they were playing both games in one night instead of on different nights, so there were 5,000 or 6,000 people there. At the end of the first quarter, the other team lost the ball out of bounds. We had to go length of the court. There was 1 second left. The referee handed me the ball. I was taking the ball out of bounds. I looked down, and our 6'7" All-State center was underneath the basket, and I threw a full-court pass, and I swished it right through the hoop.
Okay.
Boring.
So that happened. Kevin in Champaign says, I was in college drinking with my buddies. My friend and I are on a balcony. Other friend below. We're 20 feet up and 20 feet away. I bet my friends a case of beer I could spit into a beer can 20 feet below. They took the bet. I lined it up and nailed the shot. To this day, my friends can believe it. Nobody believes it when I tell it. But I did get that case of beer.
I got to get times on that, though. Like, is that a one-time deal?
That's what it sounds like. I'm assuming so, unless they say it's like the Dude Perfect guys do it 150 times, right?
You got to measure for wind and all those other things. That's you earned that case of beer, man.
Schaumburg, here's Jim. He's on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, this goes back to grade school. School had just let out. I was with three of my buddies. And we just walked outside, and this blackbird sitting up on top of the gymnasium wall, and it's just crowing away up there. And back then, you know, everybody brought their lunch to school, or otherwise you didn't eat. So my one buddy goes, "Watch this." He opens up his lunchbox, grabs an Oreo cookie, and throws it sidearm. This thing's like a Chris Sale curveball. Hits him right in the belly. He takes off flying, crowing away. To this day, whenever we get together, we tell that story. It was an unbelievable shot.
I'd love to be at one of those reunions.
Hey, remember that time when the guy hit you in the belly with an Oreo cookie?
Welcome here. They'll be standing graveside with the first guy. Like, who's going to tell the bird story?
Remember that time Brad got hit in the gut? Yeah, that was cool. I hated Brad.
Lamont, Chris, you're on the score.
How's it going, guys? So, awesome. Heading up to bed with the kids, and as kids do, they leave stuff everywhere. And pick up my son's dirty shirt. He's standing between me and his laundry basket about 10 feet away. I'm like, this is how you clean up, buddy. Take the shot over his head, right in the laundry basket. He turns around, sees it went in. He's like, you shooted it in. He turns around and looks at me like I just hit a buzzer beater. But if you put a basketball in my hands, I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Of course not. Of course not.
Teach your kid the past tense of shoot.
That's a cute moment.
Look, that's the teaching moment.
Oh my god.
That's the teaching moment there. We don't. Dude. People in our family don't say shoot it.
It's a 2-year old.
No, he was 16.
He's pulling out applications.
I'm not picturing it's a 16-year-old kid. Daddy, you shooted it in.
On a Friday?
The problem with that, though, honestly, the problem with that is then the kid turns laundry into basketball. And my feeling is whatever it takes to get the stuff into the hamper, if you want to make a game out of
most
it, that's
definitely.
Fine.
Clean up your damn room. All right,
we'll do a couple more after an update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Wolves Fan 4-Pack. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. See what people are howling about at ChicagoWolves.com. Shohei Ohtani decided to sign with the Angels. John Morosi is reporting that part of the Cubs' presentation to Ohtani was a virtual reality experience of what his life would have been like as a Cub. The Cardinals say they're out on Giancarlo Stanton after he wouldn't waive his no-trade clause when compensation was agreed upon between the two teams. The four teams Stanton reportedly would waive his no-trade clause for are the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, and Cubs. The Bears take on the Bengals Sunday, and they will be beat up once again. Adrian Amos, Eddie Goldman, and Pernell McPhee are doubtful. Marvin Lewis has already ruled out six starters, including Joe Mixon, Vontaze Burfict, Adam Jones, and Dre Kirkpatrick. Aaron Rodgers practiced in pads and could be good to go for Green Bay next week. The Browns released wide receiver Kenny Britt, who only had 18 receptions in the first year of a four-year, $32 million deal. On the ice, Corey Crawford's been activated from IR and will start for the Hawks tonight against the Sabres. Vinny Hinostroza has been called up. Tanner Caro and Jean-Francois Berube were sent back to Rockford. And on the court, Nico Mirotic will make his season debut tonight for the Bulls in Charlotte as they try and halt their 10-game losing streak. The update was brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing five-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at Bowlero.com. I'm Recamp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
You just heard from the camper.
He's the camper. We're doing mundane sports achievements because we can and because the current climate in Chicago sports is begging for it.
20 straight losses for Chicago sports teams. You've got the, what is it now, 5 games in a row for the Hawks. You've got the 10 for the Chicago Bulls.
They're rushing
for the Bears.
Rushing Corey Crawford back to beat the Sabres.
Hey, no, you don't want to give up 5 goals again. You got Jack Eichel in the boards.
I'm still waiting for you to name another one.
I'm still waiting for you to name another Sabre then.
Dave in Western Springs.
It's not Dave in Western Springs.
Hey, Dave.
How are you, gentlemen?
What up, Dave?
Hey, well, my story is I ended up having a water balloon launcher when I was in middle school. So the way this thing worked, you need 3 people to fire it. It's made of surgical tubing. It was awesome. You could fire it a block and a half. It was a way to waste the summer. The way it worked out was we had a neighborhood kid see us firing this thing a block who ended up going, there's no way you can hit me with that thing. And we're like, okay. He hopped on his bike, went down this block the other side of the park, and just started going serpentine side to side. I ended up hitting him on the fly, first shot, and knocked him clean off his bike while he wasn't looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. Anytime we do this bit, I think about my only achievement like that, where I'm a good 350 feet from a young girl who was riding a bicycle who was making fun of me when I was like 7, 8 years old. And I've never had
you good, shot her in the leg.
I've never had good aim, but I picked up a pebble and just launched it while she
350
was
350 feet.
She was at the end of a block. We lived on Lake and Darrow.
If you could throw anything 350 feet, Vladimir Guerrero
from the other end of the block, pretty much. I lofted it in the air while she was moving, and I'm like, it's not gonna hit her. And all I hear is, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like. Yeah, I did just hit her. And I went down there. I apologize to her parents. But anytime we do this segment, I think about Jessica Lindo, and I want to apologize every time I hear this segment.
Your father was Delroy, unfortunately. This is Dave, who says,
old face.
25 years ago, my then-girlfriend was coming to pick me up at my apartment complex. I lived in the back. I walked out to the main entrance. There's a basketball court. I was taking a few shots, and I was shooting. I saw her car pull in, started to drive past me. So I threw the small basketball at her car, trying to get her attention. It sailed toward the car, went through the half-rolled-down window, and hit her square in the face. I eventually married that woman. And she eventually divorced me. he said it. I didn't.
I know, but, yeah, you know, at least he's come to grips with it.
In Arlington Heights, here's Byron. He's on WSCR.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Hey, mine goes back to high school. Unfortunately, I wish there was something more recent. But in any event, we used to go to Woodfield in the summertime.
Put you on hold and wait for your cell to clear up because it sounds like you're underwater.
Yeah, you're on Bruce Levine's phone.
Dennis and Kenosha, you're on the score.
Hey, my achievement happened almost 30 years ago to the day. I was in basic training at Fort Knox, Kentucky. We're getting all our class A's getting inspected, ready to get to go home for the Christmas holiday. And the drill sergeants were on the other end of the barracks, wherever it is, doing the other rooms. So we started pitching quarters. how close you can get a quarter to the wall and win money and so forth. The guy that was doing the lookout for us said they're coming, and out of either fear or panic, I dropped the quarter and it landed on its edge. Not on the heads, not on the tails, but on the edge. And we just stood there amazed.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Wait, how?
It's possible. I don't know, maybe.
What kind of magnetic barrier were you around that...
Anything's possible.
No, that's not true. Anything is not possible. No, it's an
Army
base.
Absolutely, 100%. Swear to God. And when there's like five of us in this room, and we're like, oh, shit.
Whoa, there's that now. Okay.
Yeah, I guess anything is possible.
Yeah, Brandon in Wicker Park says, friends and I were golfing on a crowded and slow course and lots of downtime. And we ran parallel to train tracks on this one hole, and as luck would have it, a long, slow-moving freight train was going by while we're waiting for the green to clear. The immediate consensus is we need to start trying to hit this train with a golf ball. So after a couple tries, I hit a low screamer three-wood right off the side of a round tanker car. It made a loud, satisfying boing noise, and we all stood and did the Beavis and Butthead laugh for a couple seconds. We thought that was the end of it, and a few more seconds go by, and then 3 feet from where I hit my shot, there was a thud. I had hit the tank car at just the proper angle to send the ball off the moving freight train straight back up in the air and right back to us.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
That sounds like the story, well, you remember Casino where they run out of gas flying over the Gulf? Course, because they're monitoring Nikki and they have to land on the fairway. He's like, $100 to the first guy who hits the plane, and they all just start taking off at it.
Last one is going to be Dave in Elgin, our final mundane sports achievement.
A lot of pressure, Dave.
Today. Dave.
Hey, guys, how you doing today? Mine goes back 20 years ago. I was at a construction topping off party. We were all drinking. We were on the second floor, trying to break it up, head out home. I was coming down the stairs. I lost my footing. Fell down the stairs, looked like a big old tumbleweed, tumbling down the stairs. Ended up on my feet at the bottom of the stairs, not one broken bone, no broken legs, or nothing.
So you stuck the landing of falling down the stairs?
Yep. Ended up right at the bottom of the stairs, right on the landing. Feet up.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you. I'm sure you tried many times after that as well.
I mean, that's why if you're his friend, you say, hey, I bet you can't do that again.
Right. I bet you can't get fall down drunk.
I bet I can.
Tumble down a flight of steps. All right, this was fun.
It's a score Christmas party there.
Well, or score midday host. This was fun, though.
Well handled.
Yeah.
Nicely played.
Yeah, you guys dug up an old segment and made it cool. Maybe we'll do this again sometime. I'm a big fan of Ask Us Anything or Daredevil or Dumbass. I think I get the most enjoyment out of Daredevil or Dumbass.
I like
calling everyone a dumbass is fun.
I like Live Ringers, too, just because of the random names that show up of people that end
like
up Bill schooling
Walton
you
shows up at a game or something like that. Yeah, we'll have to do this again.
But there was the one segment where everybody was Dave Corzine.
Well, that's just life.
Well, all roads, right?
It's just life. Top of the hour, we're going to talk some Bears, Bengals, football with Bears legend Olin Krutz. Looking forward to that.
The Hawaiian heartthrob.
Yeah, yeah. He sounds like Mark Gasol. Or Mark Gasol sounds like him. Remember we played that cut the other day?
Olin came first, so you had to give him.
He came before Mark Gasol.
Right.
Yeah, and he didn't get his coach fired or threw him under the bus.
You sure?
Who did Olin get fired?
We'll ask him. He's coming up at the top of the hour. We are at Another Round Bar and Grill. If you're just getting off of work, make sure you come by. You got a place to park here. There's a big public parking structure, so no excuses.
Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't find a spot.
Yeah. Because there's plenty for you and plenty of Bud Light for you here. It's famous among friends. So stop by, hang out, start your weekend. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You know, I've been enjoying Cameron Hughes wines for years because of the value that Cameron provides in his business model, and I know you have too. And the cool thing is that Cameron doesn't really know what wines are going to become available until all of a sudden they do from one of these great vineyards with which he has a relationship. And sometimes they have extra that they fill up all their bottles. There's wine left over. He buys it up. He puts his name on it. He puts a number on it. But he signs a deal with the winery saying he can't say where it came from. Still, you know you can trust Cameron. that you're drinking a fabulous wine at a fraction of the price. And there are more high-end Cabernets available right now than I can remember. It just so happens that he's flush with all kinds of spectacular Cabernets. Washington State cabs from the Willamette Valley, Napa cabs, amazing stuff. So now's the time to get in on this, because right now you can get free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It's a great deal. You're trying already discounted wines. We're talking a $100 bottle under its original name that you get for $35. Talking $50 bottles of wine under the original name that you are only paying $15. And free shipping is a huge savings. Wine's heavy. It's expensive to ship. If you're a fan of Cabernet, now is a great time to go to chwine.com. Maybe you've read about him in Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator. Everybody knows Cameron Hughes, and everybody knows that he is bringing you some sensational wine at a fraction of the price. So it's a great deal. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. What you're going to do is you're going to go to chwine.com, use the code DAN right now. Don't forget, get a case. You can give gifts. chwine.com, enter code DAN. That's how you get this deal. The holidays are here. Go to chwine.com today.
Are you?
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Harper College believes in you with degrees and certificates in fields such as surgical technology, accounting, and HVACR. You can start, finish, and go forward. Classes begin January 16th. Visit harpercollege.edu today.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Powerball jackpot. And now that jackpot is more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Powerball tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort. And you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm trying to not remind myself that
What's
we have a Bears game on Sunday.
Yeah, Bears, Bengals. I think the Bears are going to win this game.
I will bet you on that.
What are we doing here?
What do you want to bet? We've already shaken lunch.
All right. I think short week for the Bengals.
No spread here. You're saying they're going to win.
Straight up. Okay. Yeah, I think the Bears are going to win straight up.
Okay.
Short week. They're just bad enough to win a game. did Teddy drop the music?
Yeah, Teddy did a dramatic, music.
Right. Teddy dropped the music. Think there was like another Gene and Georgetti's bet happening here. That's exactly what it was.
Going down tomorrow.
I was like, lunch for who? Lunch for who? Come on, let's hear it.
For the whole crew.
You should have done the record scratch there, right?
I'm thinking like, wait a minute. Are we going to break again or what happened? No, I think the Bears are going to win. The Bengals were really beat up after that Steelers game.
Perfect isn't playing.
Yeah, you got a division game against a hated rival. And then I think they play, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know their schedule, but I think they have another division game after the Bears game. So it's kind of that, we're just playing the Bears week. Guys let off a little bit, don't do as much as they usually do in the week. And it's a short week on top of that because they played on Monday Night Football.
I just think you're underestimating how bad the Bears are.
I'm not saying the Bears are good, but I think this is one of those anybody can win on any given Sunday games that people like to say all the time. I think this is where it happens for the Bears. I think they will get back to trying to run the football. And you can run the football against this Bengals team. So I expect for Jordan Howard to have a big day. I expect for play action to work a couple of times to Dontrell Inman and maybe Adam Shaheen. And I'm not saying it's going to be a picture-perfect win, but...
That's not possible for them.
No, I expect a 24-20, 24-17 kind of game out of them.
I don't think you're completely crackers.
No, I know.
I just
crackers.
I'm going to fade the Bears as long as I can because they're.
You think they're going to lose out?
It's hard to lose to the Browns.
No one has done it yet.
Right. That's a tough one. Although, hey, Kenny Britt waved.
Yeah, Kenny Britt is a guy who has had troubles at every stop seemingly, and has been just talented enough for someone to think that I can make something out of Kenny Britt. It's Tennessee, it's the Rams, it's now the Browns. He's just talented enough. And I didn't think he was that great a player. I believe it was Rutgers he came out of. I thought he was a good player. But this guy just keeps finding gigs, and then they keep letting him go. So Kenny Britt is out there.
Would you if you're the Bears?
Nah, because I think he's just knuckleheadish enough to mess up whatever you got going on with the kid. This is the other thing about this season. We still haven't seen Mitchell Trubisky deal with a star receiver during losing times, right? Like, that's the next step that you're waiting for. Okay, get a good receiver and then lose with him and then see how your quarterback deals with him. Well, you saw Matt Ryan last night. Julio Jones is a quiet dude, but Julio Jones is a very prideful man. You best believe after a 24-yard, three-catch performance the week before, he went back in that room and said, hey, get me the ball, fam. Like, if we want to win, get me the ball. And he threw two interceptions thrown into Julio's direction. So we still haven't seen that part of Mitchell Trubisky's career yet where he has to deal with a wide receiver who can't say, get me the damn ball while losing.
How about Julio's tackle on the interception?
Terrific.
How about that? I mean,
there are very few players that I think are more athletically talented or gifted than him. And I'm talking about the entire league. Like J.J. Watt, some of these guys who are just physical freaks. Julio's right there in that category. That's why he's such a devastating run blocker, because he's not scared to get physical with you. And Marshawn Lattimore last night, if he didn't, he should have been going to the Pro Bowl no matter what, but he might have cemented an all-pro rookie year cornerback selection with the way he's played all season long and how he played last night on national TV against what I think is the best wide receiver in the game. Marshawn Lattimore is the truth.
Speaking of blocking wide receivers, did I read this correctly?
That
Army has wide tackles that they don't throw the ball.
Yeah.
They literally don't throw the ball. And instead of playing wide receivers at those positions split out wide, they have tackles.
You know why? It started with the guy that was in the middle of all the Pittsburgh Steelers kneeling controversy. Alejandro Villanueva at 6'8", 310 pounds. They would spread him out when he was there every once in a while. And I think they just started recruiting that basketball body type where if you're big enough, you're around 6'7", 6'6", 320, 310 pounds. You probably play a little power forward probably in high school. You're nimble enough. We'll just throw you out there at flanker and still be able to dominate the perimeter with another tackle out there.
Yeah, you figure that there's some defensive back like,
Right. What do I do?
Yeah.
Do I take his knees out?
Right, right.
Or if I go to his knees, is that the time where he pushes me down, jumps over me, and they throw a lollipop pass to him for the first time in the game? Like, it's definitely.
And then John Lester?
Right. Exactly. Like, I've been bad at this for years, so just so I can pick you off in a playoff game. No. Yeah, it's definitely a college thing. It's one of those collegiate things. The Army-Navy pageantry, I've always felt un-American because I don't like watching that football game. Like, I know people like to watch the cadets in the stands and everybody's sitting there screaming at each other, but that football game has never really done anything for me because of the style of play. And the athletes
see,
that are
I
on
like
the field.
When a really good team, like when Notre Dame would play Navy, or when you see a real team, like, oh, we got to deal with these tiny little guys running triple option.
Right.
Everybody's small. They're all running in different directions. Like, where's this guy? Where's that guy?
And then it's never done it for me.
I like from a football aspect seeing the adjustment and how long it takes for them and to see what the quality of the scout team was. To show
what you had
some
to do all
stuff.
Week. Yeah.
But when it's two teams that are both doing it, no, thank you.
I'm good.
Olin Krutz is going to join us after the top of the hour. He's got Bears thoughts, not just about the upcoming game, but the state of the season, what this means, and what matters. He will break it all down for you coming up on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Sleep matters, and that means sheets matter, because that's the part that is in contact with you, and maybe you don't realize how important it is to have good sheets, because you never had them before. Well, get them. You don't know. I don't want to go to a department store. I don't want to go to some specialty luxury bedding store. Of course you don't. And the good news is you don't have to, because that's why Brooklinen.com was founded, to take all that silly garbage out of the shopping experience for luxury bedding. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world, and that's because people love these products, and it's because people love the way it works. Brooklinen's cut out all everything that's unnecessary, all the markups, all the licensing fees, all the manufacturing waste. It's just high-end designs, exceptional savings, luxury bedding underpriced with all the colors and patterns you can mix and match to complement any decor. I've got Brooklinen sheets. I love them. You will try them. You will love them too, especially because of this exclusive deal from Brooklinen.com just for you. $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so confident you'll love your new sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease? No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, the odder the idea, the more you should consider it. Scorpio, someone's going to try to shift your plans, but this week isn't the right time. Sagittarius, you've got an extra attracting force this week at work and at play. Capricorn, before you disagree with someone, take a second to hear them out. Aquarius, if you focus on the minor details, the major catastrophes will sort themselves out. And Pisces, allow events to take their course, because they will, no matter what you do. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. Aries, this week will go much smoother if you spend some time planning out your work, social, and personal projects first. Taurus, something in the air is making people want to flirt with you. Gemini, your energy and creativity make this week a good one. Cancer, take your time with everything this week. Testing the waters would be a very good idea. Leo, this is not your week to take a financial risk. It will not end well. And Virgo, expect to be misread this week. You may want to avoid some people in upper management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who